You know what pisses me off about the FDA is that vaping, for some people, people who have been smoking all of their lives, they have finally found something that got them off the habit. Their entire life, maybe not at the beginning. At the beginning, you really don't know it's bad for you, but then you start to learn and you start to understand just how bad it is for you. You know you are doing something that has the potential to kill you, but you keep doing it. And you've tried to give it up and you've tried to back off. Maybe you tried to quit. Maybe you went cold turkey for a long time. I did one full year and then something drastic happened in my life and I went back to smoking. I've been constantly trying to quit with all of you guys as well, or a lot of you. I tried the patch. It didn't work. I tried the gum. It didn't work. Nobody even knew I tried both of those things. I tried Chantix. My wife knew I tried that. And, you know, it sort of worked, but the dreams were out of control. It didn't make me want to quit right away. I still wanted that cigarette. Then I find vaping. And I stop. I quit. Cold turkey. Done. For 4+ years now. And the thought of going, see, when I quit cold turkey for the first year, right, there was always the urge to smoke. I still always wanted to smoke for that full year. And it took a little thing. Well, it was actually a big thing in my life at the time. But it took this thing and bam, I go right back to it. So now I'm vaping, and I'm vaping for 4+ years. And I think about smoking and it grosses me the fuck out. So yeah, I find it repulsive. And that one time I did try a cigarette, this is about a year into vaping, because I ran out of e-liquid, backups for your backups, right? And I tried that cigarette and I was so grossed out by it. It really did go on the floor. And then I waited till I got back and started vaping again. So I've been vaping for 4+ years. And as soon as I started vaping, my sense of taste came back. In my case, not the greatest thing in the world. Okay. But I also noticed my sense of smell came back. I didn't get winded as much as I used to. And the biggest thing, especially when I was DJing at the clubs, you know, go through a pack and a half, never mind a day, we're talking about a night. And then you get up the next morning and you take that first deep breath of the day and you can't even get it all the way in. You can't even expand your lungs all the way because of this pain that you feel. How ridiculous is that? We have that, yet we continue to smoke. Okay, wow. All right, so anyway, now I could vape my brains out. Not that I do. I mean, I probably vape more than the average vapor at this point. I mean, I've got to in a way. But you take that first breath in the morning and there's no pain there. Nothing. That alone is pretty impressive. That alone want me to do a lot of research about this if I had the degree, the background, the intelligence to do something like that, but I don't. And the things that need to get tested are everything at this point, okay? Never mind the, you know, the Blue or the Enjoy King. Never mind that stuff, okay? Yeah, that's important to test too, absolutely. But we need to test the Cardos, the top coil atomizers, the bottom coil atomizers, the rebuildables, the ultra sub-ohm coils, the different kinds of metals, the different kinds of wicking material, the e-liquids. It all needs to be tested at this point because we're all vaping in different ways. And testing the Blue isn't going to tell us what we're doing to ourselves until it all gets tested. So like I've always said, it's harm reduction, not harm elimination, not harm removal. So it all needs to be tested, okay? But bottom line is there are a lot of us who are vaping now. A lot of us. So there are a lot of us who have potentially saved our lives, who have potentially improved our health. who have been successful at one thing while all other things failed. That's pretty huge, if you think about it. No matter how much money you spent on a patch, no matter how much money you spent on Chantix or the gum, you could potentially get an e-cig for $25, a decent one. Pack of Cardos, what, $5? Some e-liquid, depending on where you go. Chart O juice prices, say $30. It's not a lot of money. It's not a lot of money. And it doesn't have to be a lot of money. Things can stay the way they are right now. For some of us, we are clearing out the years and years and years of doing something evil to our bodies and not being able to stop. But now we are through vaping. And they want to slow its progress. Because no matter what they do, whether it's taxation or regulation, testing is good. Testing should go on. Testing needs to go on. But pretty much anything outside of that is going to slow the progress of what could be saving the lives of millions. Not dramatic, just the truth. So if the FDA or the governments or the politicians or the organizations, no matter what they decide to do, whether they tax it or regulate it, it's going to make our jobs, not our jobs, our way of life as vapors be more difficult, right? So somehow, no matter what they do, they'll wind up making money. And you got to question any organization who is willing to put a roadblock or a speed bump into something that is potentially saving people's lives. This is our government telling us that what they are doing is more important than their own citizens' lives. Bottom line, folks, that's pretty fucked up.